Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You might not see him in person, but he'll see you just the same.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Ken Davis. Kenneth C. Davis is the name on the books. Don't know much about history, don't know much about mythology, don't know much about the American presidents, etc., etc. He's got so many books. I couldn't carry all of them into the studio without a wheelbarrow, without hurting myself. And so, Ken, I know they can find your books on Amazon. Folks, if you just go to any of the online bookstores and type Kenneth Davis in, you'll see the array of books he has. Some children's books, too. I'm really excited about those. I went out and bought those, or did you? Maybe you sent me some. I think you gave me some of those. I gave them to my grandkids.
Well, I hope so. The easiest way to find, I don't sell books on my own site, but don'tknowmuch.com. It's all one word, apostrophe. You can find out all the books in the series and some of my
other
books.
And the new stuff you got coming out, too, right?
And the new book is out in the stores now, Don't Know Much About the American Presidents.
It's a magnificent book, by the way, folks.
Thank you.
Thank you for my copy, Ken. This thing is really special.
Well, I know people are a little surprised when they see the size of it, but it was described as hefty but breezy, so I can live with that.
And hefty but breezy, I like that.
this Sunday, I will be on scheduled to be on C-SPAN In Depth at noon on Sunday, and that's if you think you like talking to me for a half an hour, they're going to talk to me for 3 hours.
I may call in just to annoy you, Ken. How about that?
who knows? You might be the only one who
I might
does,
be.
So.
Hey, Ken, let's talk. Wrapping up on Halloween.
Yeah.
It's an ancient pagan ritual, as you were pointing out earlier. That's now still, you know, a lot of ancient pagan rituals became part of Christendom.
That's right.
But this one hasn't, has it?
Well, it did in a sense because this is All Souls Day on the Catholic calendar, and All Saints Day and All Souls Day are the 2 days back to back, and it really did come out of that Celtic tradition. And once again, like with Christmas and Easter, the early church fathers understood that we're not going to get people to give up all of their practices and their ideas. But let's find a way to give them a Christian. So the idea that the dead walk the earth on this night at the end of the season was changed into a day that we pray for the souls of the dead, and that's what what became known as All Souls Day. In England, it was known as All Hallows Day, and the night before was All Hallows Evening, so Halloween. Evening gets shortened eventually to Halloween. That's where the word comes
well,
from.
Hallow and Soween got connected. Maybe that's how that got.
Well, no, Halloween really comes from All Hallows Evening being shortened down to Halloween. So that's the real derivation of the word. But again, it was this idea that you can't get people to give up all the things they love to do. And if you find a way to give them a Christian meaning, then it was acceptable to the church. And that we've talked about that on Christmas and other times.
Yep.
So that's really how this. And in medieval Europe, it was very, very popular for people to dress up. But they would dress up as angels and saints, and children would go door to door and actually ask for something called a soul cake on All Souls Eve. And if you gave them a soul cake, they would say a prayer for your departed. Mm-hmm. So that's where the whole real trick or treating comes from.
Right.
Give me a soul cake and I'll say a prayer for you. Don't give me a soul cake and you'd be in trouble. So these are very, very deep things. And obviously what's happened in America in the last 25 years or so, the explosion of Halloween as
back more than that. I mean, of course, I agree. It has gotten a lot more commercial in the last 20 years. But I mean, when I was a little kid, I mean, Halloween was a big deal, and you too.
It was a big deal, but it wasn't a commercial holiday that was on the television. And you know, like the Greenwich Village Parade I mentioned earlier, that's 30 years old. When that started out, it was a little bunch of kids marching around a playground, and now it's a million people come down and got corporate sponsors.
Oh,
and they, you know,
Yeah.
So the Halloween.
But see, I remember when you could go to a baseball game and not see an advertisement, but maybe more than one or two advertisements too. Now you can't even watch the game for the commercial stuff in your face.
And I'm told that and whether it's first, second, or third, that it is one of the now largest commercial holidays after Christmas. It's maybe one of the between the candy and the costumes and the beer. You go into the supermarket now and you see where I saw it the other day. Werewolf beer.
Oh yeah,
there was one of the beer companies put out a special red beer for Halloween, and it's called Werewolf. So it's an incredible marketing sensation that really I think boomed in the last 25 years or so.
Well, and I like my favorite thing to do is buy pumpkins. I buy lots of pumpkins and just give them away. I take them to the kids' schools and that's one of the fun things.
Indian corn, the kids love
the Indian corn. I take them that stuff too. So
I love I have a blog up on my website about Halloween, and right next to it is my jack-o'-lantern out front of the house. You can see that at don'tknowmuch.com today. But you know the
Ken, I gotta wrap it up. It's always a pleasure to have you here. Thank you for being here. Thank you for all you do for all of us, and we'll see you on Thanksgiving.
I hope so. Thanks
a
lot, Jim.
See you then.
Take care and be safe out there.
C-SPAN. When is it this weekend on C-SPAN?
This Sunday at noon Eastern.
Okay.
On C-SPAN. The show is In Depth.
Check it out, folks. I'm going to be calling in and harassing him a little bit. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back. I was a dandy. Yeah.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.